Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, we're looking back on the 10th anniversary of the flood that affected Southeast Iowa. For the second program of this series, we talk with Oakville Mayor Benita Grooms. Take me back 10 years ago to when the flood affected Oakville.
June 14th. And it was right around 5:30 that they notified us here at City Hall. Well, my husband and I was here at City Hall. And they came by and said they can't hold the levee and it's going to break. So get out now. So we did. We went home and gathered some, a couple Walmart sacks and threw some clothes and items, very few items in. And got in the car and headed south, the only way out of town.
How was the response and recovery effort after that for Oakville?
Well, the response, the recovery effort couldn't start until the water went down. And that was our main problem, was the water came in. We had 7 foot of water in the town, and it had no way to get out. It was held in by the levees and by the bluff and by the Mississippi River levee. And so until they opened that up a little bit so the water could leave and go down the Mississippi, why, it was not draining. So that's why we had it for such a long length of time. And then during that time, we had very hot weather. And so the houses have mold going up the walls. I had like 5 inches in the main part of the house. Of course, it filled the basement and came up through the flooring. And the basement is like a 2,300 square foot basement. And so it came up through the floor, and I have 5 inches on my main floor, which destroyed anything that was on the floor was destroyed, really. But the mold went up about 2.5 to 3 foot on the walls. So therefore, you had to take out all of that. And that was the headache part for people, was the in recovery, was dealing with the mold as much as what the water was.
How has downtown Oakville changed since the flood?
Well, we didn't have that many businesses to begin with, but there were. We had the local tavern here and a restaurant and, you know, things like that. And they did not come back until later, and the tavern did not. That building was taken down. We lost a lot of buildings and still miss that part. We don't have any buildings for people to have use of. You know, someone says, oh, do you have a building that I could rent? No, we don't. So that has made it bad. But there was a garage that was salvageable, and they turned that into the local pub. And the Piggy Bank Cafe was the old bank building, and the couple lived on the main floor of that as their home. And she always wanted to have a restaurant, and so they made a restaurant on the main floor, and they live on the second floor. That was quite a story in and of itself. The lady that has the piggy bank cook for all the volunteers. The volunteer effort was unreal here. We had them in for a good 2 years. Every week we had some volunteer people come to rebuild houses, and there was a development group formed, and the state allowed the city to purchase or have the houses, and we rehabbed 19 of them. And the volunteers are the ones who came in and mucked them out and cleaned them out and actually did the rebuilding of them. And when they rebuilt them, it was new windows, roof, everything was redone in that house. So when it sold then, why, it was ready to move into and pretty much like a new home.
How would you say the community looks now 10 years after that flood?
Oh, in some respects better, but we lost so much. We lost half of our population. So that has hurt us, and housing has hurt us, and a few businesses that were just minor businesses, but still they were here. And so that our lack of revenue is the what we have to climb over and try to adjust everything because of that. But we are slowly advancing. Tri-Oak Food is a blessing for this community. So are the people that stayed.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Oakville Mayor Benita Grooms, talking about the 10th anniversary of the flood that affected Oakville as well as other Southeast Iowa communities. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.